offer her spoken word performance. Please recite Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So this is all time. I won't promise you forever. As the wind leaves your lips, it swirls around sips and sits atop the clock in the fireplace, reminding tick tock that forevermore is really nevermore. And just as the leaves decay in the night turns into day, I can't ever say that I'll always be here. For the only certainty in life, well, is death. And it sounds morbid, I know, like mud prints in the snow. Everything gets heavier as you go, but I can't promise you forever. I can't promise you tomorrow. I can't even promise you today. But I wasn't going to anyway. Now this is about me and you, because we get lost in me, and the time, well, it just passes us by until the wind flutters from the trees, leaving behind only our memories. I remember. She was a poet with the benefit of a beautiful voice. Sitting by the window seat, serenading the silent streets, her words reached the sky's highs and brought down angels. And the wind sighs until her CVA took her voice away. And in the darkness of sound, all you could hear were her eyes screaming against her silent guise. The streets were riddled with empty sighs. Stars were falling from the skies. It was heaven crying. Remember to tell the truth. Remember that forever is an illusion, a man-made mirage constructed to avoid any allusion to our mortality, when in reality all will ever be is just a memory, so leave a good one. Our hands have been clenched tightly around a dream that was so seemingly fleeting, caged in flesh, singing from your chest, it stirred your soul like salvation. But you can't steal from God like that. Open your hands. Water it with the prayer and the constant reminder of who you are and who you could be. Place it outside in the sun, in a world for what it is, but let it grow in what it should be. Let it take root in your character. Let its branches be your understanding, and may all those who pass by find shelter in your shade. Give the world the gift of your humanity. Remember that me is not as strong as we. And they say birds of one feather, but I disagree. I think that phrase reeks of homogeneity. I say let's be birds of many feathers. And realize that we're not all the same. And the color of our skin and our eyes and the music of our languages are just the clothes that God put us in. Let's appreciate the beauty of our differences, for its shadow is our similarity. And let's fly. And we'll be a colorful flock, and we'll paint the sky, give the world the gift of human. Thank you.